I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Last 2 days, I left the house at a specific time of day. It, like, random, though. And so, like, I went for a run yesterday, I walked the dog today. And the time I walked outside the house happened to be when it decided to monsoon rain. And so, just completely fucking drenched. Like, that's why I was a little bit late, if I'm being honest, is because I had to, like, dry off the dog. I had to throw all my fucking clothes that I was wearing in the washing machine. Just insane.
I think that's just a good sign to stop exercising.
Move to California. Well, Gavin Newsom's fixing the country, so one meme and gif at a time. So, you know, maybe I should go to California. I don't know.
Or New York, right?
Booble says I should have potted naked. I could do that. I could go topless. You really want that?
Do it, bitch.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah. Coward.
The chat says you're gay.
Good old Colin Coward over there.
Coward! Colin Coward! I'm going to end up like Lane Kiffin in this bitch. Just like going in saunas and then doing the podcast from my sauna.
I mean, the chat last night was trying to get me to eat 40-year-old gum. So
40-year-old what now?
Kind of track gum.
Oh, gum. Okay. All right.
Gum.
Yeah. I was like, you wouldn't be the first, yeah, man. No. You know?
I was going to say, I didn't hear that quite right. And I thought he was saying the chat was trying to get someone to eat 40-year-old gum. And I was like,
oh, God. I it might have been preferable to what that gum looked like.
So am I.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we've all been there. You know what I mean? Sure. Asbestos flavored gum, according to Booble.
Yes.
Yeah. Flavored or like made of? How would you know what asbestos tastes like, Booble? Like, I have questions.
Everything had asbestos in the 80s. So.
Okay, so what packs did you... Okay, by the way, like, listener, Ski has a card pack opening podcast he does every Tuesday. He did it on Wednesday this week.
Wednesday.
Because the Duck game on Tuesday, which we will get to. What packs... So, by the way, twitch.tv/TSBpod if you want to watch those. I also post them on YouTube later, too. So, if you miss them... That's where you can see them. We don't post an audio version of that because it wouldn't make sense. What packs did you open yesterday?
I had some leftover at 1986 Tops, which was a cool one.
That's cool.
I had like 10 packs left of that. But then I got a box of...
Tops what?
Baseball.
Baseball. Okay. All right.
So, yeah, like trying to... Like, Pete Rose's and shit like that.
Did you get some?
I did not get it. Got a Mikey Schmidt.
There you go.
Was over those 10 packs.
Very
kind of
good mustache on Mike Schmidt.
Yes.
Eugene Emerald? Mike Schmidt?
Yeah. Emerald legend.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
But the main box I had was a 1990 Pacific League Senior Baseball, which is essentially old man baseball for a bunch of washed out ex-MLBers and other old guys with mustaches. So, yeah, so it was entertaining.
I assume they all had mustaches because it was the 80s.
90% of them were fucking quops. Let's just say that.
He's a fucking quop.
Fucking quop.
But, yeah, so this was the one. I actually had like 6 packs left that I was bored opening before we started. And this was the guy. This is the guy that, like, we were just all shocked about. Old fucking Pete LeCocq.
Oh,
look at the mustache. Look at the fucking sweatband. I mean,
God,
does this say 1990 Florida League Senior Baseball League or what?
Why are there cards for that?
Like, the cock is Algonquin for the cock.
The cock.
This one also, old Dick Williams, the old master.
Wow.
It says the old master on it, too.
Look at the fucking logo. What's the logo?
Oh, this was Booble helped me out. This is the Tropics team, like semi-pro, essentially ripped the logo from the 1990 Senior League Tropics team.
I was gonna say that looks super familiar. That's great.
That's the You got the Winter Haven Super Socks, the Tropics, and that's all I have on me right here. Well, what was Pete? What's this? The St. Lucius Legends.
St. Lucius?
St. Lucius, yeah.
That's great.
So let's just say it was a banger set.
I love
the box cost. Yeah.
I love the scene in that movie where they do the first alley-oop ever. And like Andy Daly's like the announcer guy, and he's like, well, they seem to have thrown the ball into the air, and he caught it and threw it down through the rim. I don't know what I've seen. The Will Arnett was the color guy too. That shit's great. That movie's great. I don't care what anybody says.
You know, there's a lot of bad Will Ferrell comedies from that era. Like I'm pretty sure King would say Blades of Glory is terrible.
Anything but awesome is wrong. You're wrong.
Tropic is worse. Or not, well, Tropic, yeah. Whatever that. Yeah.
Semi-pro.
Semi-pro, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, Blades of Glory was awesome. Like, get out of here with that.
Real dumb.
Real dumb. Oh my god, dumb. Yes. But yeah, like that era of Ferrell was like perfect though, as far as I'm concerned. God, I like when I was on radio, like hearing Tannen talk shit about Will Ferrell, like how he's never made a good movie and he's the worst actor in the history of Earth. Like, it's like, dude, fucking get over it, dude. Like, Will Ferrell has made bangers.
You should have said, hey, buddy, you did drugs listening to John Lennon. Where did you get off?
Yeah. Tell me more about Janis Joplin, bro. Tell me more. Right.
Yeah. Oh, you listen to The Doors?
Doors? Yeah, fuck there you off, go.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
And also, real quick, Booble, send me the link to this site that you found also in our Discord. I want to look at this shit, too, of just random packs of things.
Yes. So. Yes. Thank you very much for that. Drop it in the Discord, please, and thank you. Dgens, I would say, probably put it in there. This sounds like Dgen material. Yeah,
it definitely is.
Fender decides to join the party late. Thanks, Fender. Nice to see you. What do I got a pub before the
movie? The movie.
I already did Twitch. YouTube, I already did. Discord, I already did. Okay, the movie. So the movie is Ski's movie this week. It is The Unholy Trinity. It's a play on words because the place is called Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. It is on Hulu. Came out last year. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Sam Jackson and Pierce Brosnan are in it. It's a Western with Pierce Brosnan. Yeah.
And David Arquette
also in the movie. Yep. You know who else is in the movie? Who we'll talk about on Sunday? Fucking Tim Daly, baby. Oh, Wings legend.
Yeah, the owner of Sandpiper Air. Yeah.
Sandpiper Air. Listen, Nate, Sandpiper was not one of the 40 airlines throttled down with flights because
Sandpiper's going.
Sandpiper always persevered. We all know this.
Those flights to Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
Real quick, was that their only flight? Was just to Martha's Vineyard and back? I think
they're
so.
They're in Providence.
They had like six going employees.
To a,
like how?
Going to a fire scoops game? Like
what? Yeah, right?
What are they doing with their time as employees of this company? I guess we saw it. They bullshitted around and talked about each other's relationships. Okay. Well, refresh my memory.
Oh, no. Real quick. You are wrong. They only had three employees.
So refresh my memory.
Yeah.
Like Thomas Hayden Church?
He was the mechanic, but I think he was the airport mechanic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not the actual plane mechanic.
But he did because Roy Biggins, he had his competing airline. I think he was just the mechanic for the little the tiny airport.
Roy Biggins, love it. What a name!
And then they had Faye was their only employee.
Faye was the only employee. Okay, and then Tony Shalhoub.
He was a taxi driver.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
What was her name? Ran the counter, the food counter. And then her sister was kind of just a floozy, I think. Casey Yazbek.
Amy Yazbek?
I think it's Amy Yazbek.
Yeah.
Amy Yazbek.
Because she was in Robin Hood Men in Tights, and she married John Ritter.
And married to John Ritter.
And their child is, what's his name, Ritter? I forget his first name. He's in stuff, though.
What about Kristen Ritter? Is that one of their childs?
Good question. I don't think
what's so. That? Desmond Ritter.
Right. Yeah. Great, great QB. I mean, they produce NFL talent. Amy has.
I mean, he might be her child. He's not John's child.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, why?
Because he died? No, that doesn't work. Nope.
He did, but before he has been dead that long.
He could have. Yeah.
When did he die? Is that like 07?
It's like for it was like a it was longer ago than we think. I think, yeah. Antonio Scarpacci.
Scarpacci. Yeah.
Helen Camp. Chappelle.
Chapel.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Love it. What a show. Used to. I just. Stay home, sick, watch Wings, watch NFL films. Like, that was my day. It was perfect. Play video games.
Lowell definitely did have a skank of a wife that was cheating on him constantly, I believe. I don't remember if her name was Bonnie or not.
Booble...
I would trust Bonnie.
No, never.
I think if anything, it was Bunny. Because that...
It would have to be.
Oh,
I think it was Bunny.
Bunny, on the other hand, very trustworthy.
Yeah.
I think we all can agree on that. Okay, so sports.
Can I just hold up one sec, blah, blah, blah.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Finding this stuff. I can't find it. Well, just hit this is a distraction.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
That's nice.
Hey, man.
Me too.
How about those zers? No.
Natty. We natty.
Zers currently not even in the play-in. They're in the main bracket of the playoffs
They're
right
in the
now.
Playoffs. Playoff bound. Yeah. Rip City, baby.
And I believe they are currently 1-0 in the Air Emirates Cup, whatever the fuck the midseason tournament is.
It is the Fly Emirates.
Fly Emirates.
Which is absolutely fucking incredible.
Their airline is called Fly Emirates. Mm. They want you to fly Emirates.
Which is, again... absolutely fucking incredible because you ain't catching any domestic Emirates flights here in the United States of America. So like what? Like who are they advertising to? what? okay. By the way, have you ever seen like I traveled internationally in January, which you guys will remember. So I saw some Emirates like stuff like have you ever seen what their stewardesses and stuff look like? Like have you ever seen their getup or anything? It is incredible. Like they're all like super duper over the top, like dressed up to look nice, not like weird or whatever, but they all look exactly the same, really like put together and cool, and they all like walk together, and there's a ton of them. Like you know, your normal like Southwest flight has like two people who like help you on it maybe, and they have like a dozen at least per flight. Like what you pay for with Emirates is like you get back. They take care of you. I'm pretty sure.
Are they all like eerily similar to each other as well? Like same height, hair.
Yep. Same height, same hair, same. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That. It reminds me, What was the Pan Am? Was that the old one where they used to do that too?
Very old one.
Yeah. Well, I was just remembering the DiCaprio movie, like Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah. Very much like that.
What a time where you could just, it's not very hard, just to fake like checks.
No.
How easy would it be? Just like you print out a check. The bank's like, all right, this is good. Here's $10,000.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, there are no watermarks, like no identifying things other than the signature and the name of the thing on it. Like, oh, so easy.
Remember floating checks?
Yeah, you float. Yeah.
Kids nowadays never know the thrill of floating a check.
Do you guys currently write checks for anything?
No.
No.
No, thanks.
I stopped that about 10 years ago. Like, actually, no, that's not true. I want to say like 3 years ago, I stopped writing rent checks. Rent was like the only thing that required a check. And then nowadays I just pay online. So Fender pays his landscaper with a check.
You gotta be doing that straight. I know.
I'm shocked he doesn't just pay him with cash.
That's what I was saying.
What you're supposed to be doing.
Wes Lynn lawyer with putting a paper trail out there. Weird.
Well, he's probably trying to write it. He's trying to write it off somehow.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like he's trying to get somebody reported, is what he's trying to do. He's creating a paper trail to get somebody in trouble. Yeah. That's what he's trying to do. Knowing Fender. Well,
he writes that check and then calls ICE and then cancels the check. I mean, classic scheme.
Booble pays rent with a check too. Yeah. Yeah, he's a fucking cop is what he is. Fender's a fucking cop.
He's a fucking cop.
Fender.
He's a cop.
Jeez Louise. Another interception by Bo Nix. He's Bo Pix tonight. Am I right?
Bo's had a weird year, man.
Am I right? Might be right.
He's on a weird team with a weird coach. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Like my team, my favorite team sucks. But if in like January they're playing,
well, he froze.
He'll bounce. Nope. He'll bounce back.
There he goes.
No one's taking it.
No. I mean, their defense is very good, but no, still no.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the Zers?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've got some like pretty good wins this year, and like, I don't know if they're actually good. Like,
they're good.
They're good, right? Like, they're actually good, right?
I mean, they're not
winning a title. Not, good.
Yeah, well, no, they're not even like a threat to like get to the Western Conference playoffs. Good, but if they could be a team again, and I know because the playoff structure changed, they're a team that could just be a seventh seed.
Yeah. So like what? So like what happens when they get
like maybe play-in? You know,
I think it seems like better than a play-in. Like we'll see. You know, basketball is basketball. They're gonna go down, but like, you know, what happens when they get Scoot back? Like I'm not saying Scoot's like great, but like he's. But I'm saying like, is Dame gonna come back at all this year? Do we know?
No,
no, not at all.
Oh, have you seen his IG?
Man, I have not.
He is.
He's dunking
the ball. I think if they make the playoffs, he might. I'm just saying. Just listen.
I'm listening.
Just put it in the back of your mind. Just put it in a little note. Put that envelope. Mail it off to the back of your brain. If they make the playoffs, they might come back in a bit roll. I'm just saying.
He'll chuck threes. Dunking. Yeah. I don't need him to dunk. I need him to spot up and shoot threes.
Yeah. I want him to be a bit player. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Spot up and shoot threes, play zero defense. Like, that is the Dame I need. Yes. Give me that.
I mean, he's going to do that anyway. I mean,
exactly.
He ain't in Portland to fucking play defense.
This guy needs to be like 60% healthy for me to get what I want out of him. So sign me up. No, yeah, Fender, not the old Dame. The old Dame would go at the rim like crazy. Like, he would attack. So, no, I see what you're doing. I don't appreciate it.
We hear you and we see.
And I rebuke you. Yeah, exactly. Okay, any other Zers talk? They've been fun so far, which I don't think any of us would have said last week.
That's all we were saying was
really?
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, defensively, they're fine. We don't know. There's kind of a reason teams don't press full court. And I know kind of exaggerating a little bit. The Blazers don't obviously do it every time. And defense in 2025 maybe is crazy because they can play great defense and still give up like 114. It's kind of insane. But they're an interesting team to watch.
Yeah.
Because they try.
Yeah.
Like they're
they do try.
And they don't even have Matisse Thybul.
I know. God damn.
Thybul is a menace, man. Mm-hmm. The guy stinks on offense, but on defense, guy's a menace.
Yeah. And they sent Hansen down to the G League, which is a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Hansen stuff was fun. It was like a summer meet, but no one ever expected him to.
Maybe in a couple years, like, that's the. That's probably the idea, right?
They got Time Lord back, so he lost. You know, he was playing like 6 or 7 minutes, so now he's playing zero. So that's
love the Time Lord.
I wish he had knee cartilage; would be cool. But
sure would.
No, it sucks. See, he literally sacrificed his like career to get that 2022 title as a Celtic against the Warriors. Because everyone was like, buddy, you have no cartilage. Just step up, play. Good for him.
I think we all like this team. This team is likable. Like, you want to root for them. I think so the reason I say that is, like, when Chauncey was here, I don't know that we wanted to root for them. I think we were sort of like, man, he sucks. Like, they suck. Like, you know, just I don't even want to watch them. And now I think we do.
Chauncey was not the difference because I think King is with me too, that Chauncey was not the future plans of the team. So it wasn't Chauncey being there didn't change my mind
not. To that point though. Like, if he's not the future, then what the fuck's the point?
Like, because they were built, they were in a pure build mode. Like, I even this year, I don't even care or even think about the Blazers having a chance to win anything meaningful. You just want to see him look good and see and have some hopium for the future.
But you want to
see
him.
That's all it is.
I had no interest in watching this team when Chauncey was the head coach. None. And now they're fun. And now I do want to watch them. I don't know. I don't think I'm alone there. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I think Braga got real interested in the team when he found out there's a former IDF soldier leading the charge for the Blazers, and he got real interested when that happened, didn't you? Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Sounds cool though. Sounds really cool. Yeah.
Please.
All right.
Speaking of the IDF.
Right.
Okay.
You really don't know what the IDF is?
I'll follow you along here.
Speed, do you believe this?
No, it's 100% full of shit.
Okay, all right. So, speaking of the IDF, so this will just be like a 2-minute thing.
Where are you going with this?
You don't even know what the IDF is, bro, so... Don't come to me telling me where I'm going if you don't even know the subject, please. So, all right, I'm not. Just go. Do your sports. Do your sports.
No, say, dude, you can't have all that set up and then not say what you're gonna say. Say the thing.
Can't say the thing.
You can't. You sure can't.
I can't.
I can edit it if you want, but you might as well say the thing.
Uh-oh. No, so like my thing, the idea is kind of a entryway. So the whole like a New York mayor like race, you know,
yeah,
the other night.
Yeah.
With Zorbadon Mamduty? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Mamdanira one.
His name is not Duty. Why are you such a jerk?
What? Comedy is Bach. Comedy is Bach. Have you seen, actually, did you see the Elon thing today?
I saw a clip of him on Rogan, right?
Yes. Yeah. His hairline with how many, like, hair implants. It just keeps on going back. Brother, you're a billionaire. Just go ball.
Commit.
No one.
Commit. He's a half a trillionaire. Like
this is really long for me right now, and you can see it looks like shit. So I'm falling behind. I got to do that tomorrow. I got to clean that up.
But like, it's kind of like the Mamdani stuff is so funny. We're like, the world, like the U.S. is gonna go crazy because Mamdani won, right?
Yeah.
And I just lost my train. You showed me
IDF. IDF.
No, the IDF really didn't have anything to do with it. No.
Okay.
Kind of an epic way into it.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
Mamdani, Elon. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, there were non-important elections that the Democrats won. So, you know, whatever. Who cares?
I don't care.
Yeah. They don't even. Yeah. just ask Republicans.
Do you care about the Democrats?
Who?
Do you care about the Democrats?
No, I mean, like, name a Democrat. I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't either.
I know the real truth. Nancy Pelosi said she's, like, retiring, though, so.
Just, okay, here's the fun. Does Nancy Pelosi have a fake set of boobs?
Ooh!
I think she might, man.
That's a big question. That's a big question.
She's got some hammers. And like in the last couple of years, she's like 85. So the rest
of her. Yeah, she's oldest.
But I think she snuck in some hammers, man.
I think she's just got some big heavy natties, man.
Yeah, she's got the big milkers. She's a mommy milker.
Well, grandmommy milker at this rate, but yeah.
Is she
a meemaw milker?
A meemaw
milker is perfect. Put that on a fucking t-shirt, dude. Pretty. Yo, trademark. I know she, I think what has happened is as the years have gone on, the suit jacket has gotten a little bit looser. And so I think she's letting them free a little bit more lately, which good on her. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Did she get inspired by the youths in Congress to let them fly? Like, did AOC inspire her to just let it go, baby? You don't have to listen to these stuck up whites.
I mean, she's. I think she's leading the charge of stuck up white.
She absolutely is, like, queen stuck up white. Absolutely.
And also, I mean, just her insider trading, I'm sure, could have paid for them titties very easily. So, yeah, is insider trading really a bad thing then? Am I right?
Remember when she wore a dashiki and took a knee?
Yo,
what are you doing?
That was the end of the Democrats. In my
what like, are you doing?
Hurdle Charles Schumer, man, that was rough.
Yo,
Miguel got so embarrassing after that. It was like, listen, we all understand that cops can be a little crooked, and we need to rein that in a little bit. Nancy Chuck wearing dashikis,
lady.
Congress,
lady, like,
what a time, man!
Wild,
wild. Because at the time, I know you guys thought that shit was corny as hell.
So I think, I'm like, oh no, 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 no. I can't believe, frankly, it didn't get beat up and killed enough.
Like, I mean, yeah, it should.
We need to retroactively, when she actually retires, we need to feet to the fucking flame on that, because that was crazy.
Five times after I saw that picture, yeah. I just went to Florida, just voted illegally for Madison Cawthorn. That shit was terrible.
So fucking crazy.
I mean, there's probably a real equivalency of that picture and Trump winning. I mean,
I guess it did.
Because that was
COVID
times, right?
Was COVID.
Yeah.
I think
George Floyd stuff.
Post-election.
Yeah,
yeah, post-election COVID. Yeah.
Woof. Woof. Let's talk Ducks. Speaking of woof, let's talk Ducks basketball, because they played their first season game on Tuesday, and they beat my Bows by one, thanks to a buzzer beater. Otherwise, they would have fucking lost at home to Hawaii in their opener, which, you know, they don't have Shellstad, so they're not going to be as good, but you shouldn't lose to Hawaii at home under any circumstance. So that was pretty awful. At least they did win, but, I kept saying, I was in the Discord being like, man, Simpkin stinks. Lynn stinks. Biddle stinks. Everybody stinks. Everybody's fucking bad right now, which is pretty classic Dana, I guess. But, man, you can't lose to Hawaii. Come on.
It was just one game.
Yeah.
That their best player, best ball handler, best passer, best shooter. Oregon might not be good this year, but until they get Shellstad back and he's played a couple games, I'm going to reserve some judgment.
Fair. They need to not shoot 12% on three-pointers as well.
Well, no. In their last possession, I was like, if they settle for a three down one, I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Yeah.
And I think they shot three threes because of tip
right at the end there. Yeah.
And rebounds. Two or three threes. And the last three, the guy had his fucking foot on the line, which if it went in, it wouldn't have mattered. It still would have given them the lead. But it's like, guys, you're not good at shooting threes. Stop shooting threes. Yeah. And Biddle, stop being passive. Yeah. Call for the ball and go to the fucking hole, man. You're a fifth-year senior. The guy defending you is a guy you beat out so thoroughly. He had to transfer.
You made him hit the portal.
You made him hit the portal. Take it right to him, man.
He has not grown as a player at all. He is exactly the same guy he was last year.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Crazy.
And I believe Johnson went to some school in Utah from his first transfer.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not sure if it was Weber or someone in Utah, but yeah. Biddle, you know, Shellstad's out. You need to drop 25 a night right now. That just has to happen. And you said the last shot of the game, do you know who took that shot? It was fucking Drew Carter, who played 20 plus minutes. That's the biggest problem, we've all known has been with Dana teams is, they don't shoot the threes well. Don't shoot the threes. Haven't been great from the line. Someone has to eventually come around and shoot semi-consistently from three for them to have any chance. Because Evans got hurt. Shellstat's not going to drop 35 a night. So these other guys are going to have to knock down some fucking shots. And I like some of the players. I like Pryor. Unlike what Braga says, I like Simpkins. Yeah, I don't like him as a shooter.
Simpkins is going to be really good when Shellstad gets back, I think.
None of them are ball. The problem is Lynn is the only true ball handler currently on the team, and he is so lost in knowing what to do in a American basketball game.
He needs to not shoot.
Which is so This guy can buy cigarettes,
yeah,
porn, and alcohol in America, but he just looks lost playing against 18-year-old.
Crazy. Professional basketball player. Like, suddenly has no idea what he's doing.
We know CBA is not, or CBA, whatever it is. The Czech professional league is not great, but yeah. Are you going to the game tomorrow, Steve?
I kind of don't really want to, because that was maybe the worst game I have attended. Because the clocks were fucked up for about 20 minutes to start the game. There was it was the longest game I've been to. The basketball was terrible. It was bad.
Can we just talk about the clocks at Matthew Knight Arena?
Let's have a dialogue. How the fuck are they not right? Yeah.
How the fuck are they never right? It is the one thing, if you're a person on Twitter or I don't know where else James Freppia resides online, you have to hand it to James Freppia, because his bit on the Oregon clock at Matthew Knight Arena is so perfect. It never works.
Never.
Once again, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's just, oh.
But it's also like, there's got to be someone who their job that they're getting paid for is to make sure that clock works. Are they not out there before the game starts, like hitting the button to make sure it runs for more than 3 seconds before both clocks just stop? It's like,
so brutal.
It does. You see it, fire
someone.
You see it like throughout the week. If you drive by Autzen at night, or you drive on, what is it, 126 or whatever it is. Like, if you drive on it, you will see the lights on. You will see duck vision on. You will see all of these things, because they fucking test it out and they make sure that it works, because it needs to work for, 4 hours plus on a Saturday, every other Saturday, pretty much. And they're still testing it out throughout the week. Like, it reminds me of that. Like, is nobody doing that?
Well, like, I thought I saw someone
in the Discord. Does it work throughout the week, and then when game day comes around, they're just unlucky? Well, like, I doubt it.
Well, I thought I saw someone in the Discord. It was either the Discord or on Twitter where they were trying to say, oh, it's when they have to, like, change over from maybe volleyball. Because there's a little shot clock in volleyball, isn't there?
Yes.
I don't know, but it shouldn't. It should be a simple,
clock.
Here's the volleyball plugin, and yeah, clock this way, right? To the same clock.
Get the
yeah.
fucking kids sports clocks out. Like, with the little metal thing that goes around and goes, eh. Like, just get that shit out. Fuck it. Oh,
and the about, like, 1,250 people that were in attendance for that game were fucking letting them have it for, like, the third time those clocks stopped working. The loudest... other than the very last shot of the game, the loudest part of the night were people booing the shit out of the clocks. And you're trying to get people to come to these games. They're damn near trying to give away tickets for people to come to these games. I put in the Discord. They're cutting deals now. Tuesdays and Thursdays, $3 fucking Modelo's and $5 street tacos. I mean, they want you there.
Actually,
$6. You can get a 24-ounce Modelo at 3 street tacos.
Actually.
It's not a bad deal.
It's a fantastic deal.
Who do they play tomorrow?
Do you...
nobody knows.
Rice.
What time? Is that a 7?
Seven o'clock.
Yeah. I might fucking roll up. You know what I'm saying? I don't have anything I'm doing tomorrow. I like tacos and Modelo.
It's not Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh, fuck you. Fucking yeah. Pat Kilkenny ass. Fucking Grotto ass. Like, mother shit.
I don't know, but like, to end it on basketball.
Every day is a taco day. Taco Friday. Fuck out of here. What are we doing?
But this is a Dana team. We're not going to know if this team is actually good or bad until, I don't know, maybe halfway through conference play.
In March.
Just try not to lose too many games before conference starts. That's all you kind of bank on.
All right. I think that's enough. Do we have any other sports before we get to our things?
Do we want to talk 5 minutes on Iowa?
Yeah, we could talk Iowa. Yeah, I mean, we could do that in our lines thing too. Like, whatever, whatever works.
I'm not sure that. Yeah,
go for it. Yeah, what do you got?
I want to say, and this is in like analysis, but if you look at certain things like FBI or SP plus or like run expectancy, you know, all that,
all the fake nerd shit.
Whatever. The Oregon defense is just as good or better than Iowa's.
Yeah.
But the narrative is that Iowa's defense is so much better than Oregon's.
Because they have to, because Iowa is so bad at everything else. Mm-hmm. They have to extra hang their hat on their defense.
But like, Iowa has become such a trendy pick amongst like the mass media. I feel like it's going to be funny where Oregon just wins. It's like 24-10. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. Like, saying they're going to drop 41 points is stupid.
They are not.
But like, really, just, I feel like there might just be a point, you know, whether it's the end of the second quarter, beginning of the third quarter, where the score is two possessions, but it's like 9 points. We're like, yeah, Iowa. That's why their quarterback has it's the middle of November and he hasn't thrown for 1,000 yards this year.
He's 4 touchdown passes.
4 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Crazy.
And you look at some of these things from like the National League. Well, he's a dual threat and he's rushed for 11 touchdowns. It's like, yeah. And 7 of those have been from a yard out. Like, he's not Michael Vick. He's not even DeMond Williams, which I'll get to that 3 weeks. That fucking fraud.
Yeah.
Way to run up your stats against Rutgers, you 170-pound guy.
That whole fucking offense is fraud. Like, Washington's entire offense. Like, Coleman, get out of here. Like, miss me.
But I've been listening to, because I know John Canzano and his producer does not watch college football. Don't care what he says. Stephen Vaughn, he does not watch college football. And I've said it before, but he's like, well, they just get pushed around. The Oregon offensive line just gets, and defensive line, they just get pushed around every game. When you take out garbage stats, again, I'm not saying it's perfect, but SP Plus has Oregon as the third-ranked defense in the country. Do I think they're the third-best defense in the country?
Could be.
No. I don't. But there's just this narrative where like, oh, hey, you want to know what's going to happen in the second half against Iowa?
Push them around.
It's going to get dark. The sun's going to set. Can Oregon play in the dark?
Like Kirk Herbstreit said that this week. Like,
it's going to rain.
No, he said. He said. Second half, it's going to be dark in Iowa, and you know, thing. I don't know if Oregon. What are you fucking saying?
Guys, I know Oregon practices in the morning, like every other team in the country now. But it's pretty dark in Eugene, Oregon, right now. It's gonna be dark in. Like, I don't. Do they play in Guam? Like, is that like, you think? Like, they just play in a place where it's always light. Like, some of the analysis is so fucking
weird.
So the Ducks had almost no chance of winning this game because if this was a 9 o'clock game, it's West Coast teams playing a 9 o'clock game, you can't win. But now it's But now it's a 12:30 kick. You're like, it's gonna get dark for the second half. They can't play in the dark. It was like, well, I guess unless the game started about 10:30 or 10:45, was it the only window? It sounds like the Ducks could have actually won this game.
Yeah. So just because I referenced SP Plus, which takes out, you know, opponents, garbage time, blah 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 blah. Oregon's defense is third. Again, do we think it's third? Maybe not. Iowa's is 10th. Okay, that's still really good. Right? But Oregon's offense is 10th. And Iowa's is 50.
And that's got to be a generous 50th as well.
And again, we can all see a path where Iowa wins. Like, we're not talking about Oregon playing Montana State. But Iowa has become so trendy where I'm just like, I'm not even really concerned.
They've jumped the shark on, the sharps, liking this game. It's gone too far, and now it's coming back to Oregon. Because, realistically, there's a chance Oregon blows Iowa out of the fucking water. If their offense is clicking at all, they blow Iowa out of the fucking water. There is almost, not zero, but how about 0.5% chance that Iowa could blow Oregon out of the water. They can't. Their offense is just not good enough to blow Oregon out of the water. So,
and I believe it was the Kirk Herbstreit interview that we've kind of referenced with Pat McAfee today, where he mentioned, it wasn't like a sound bite that was clipped, but he mentioned that Wet Gen, their receiver, number 21. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's the guy that returned a punt against Minnesota. I said, oh, watch him on offense. He's a weapon and on special teams. He has 121 yards rushing or receiving this year.
Yeah.
And 30 of them were on one pass up the sideline against Minnesota. Mm. Minnesota lost to Cal decisively.
Brandon Finney better watch out, man.
That's my thing. And again, Oregon has, by the stats, the best pass defense in the country.
Yeah.
And they did fine against Indiana. It was frustrating to watch the outs that they were throwing. It really was. But again, we've said this before. We've all said this. The other team is paid to play too.
They are now.
They're not playing volunteers. They're paid to play too. But my head is do we expect Iowa return interceptions?
Well, that's, I think some, was it Nate FK? Was it Nate that put it in the Discord or someone did where it was Iowa's, where they score touchdown from is always on the plus side of the field off a turnover or a punt. They're not going to, if you punt balls deep, if it's a possession, a field position game, their offense isn't going to go downfield and score points on you.
Right.
So if you don't turn the ball over, they're not going to score. Plain and simple.
I meant to steal this stat. It was from Jeff Schwartz from the other day. And I didn't screenshot it. But it was just about how Iowa scores on 13 play drives. Yep. And it was just the last, he did a thing where it was the last 2 years where teams in college football have 10 plus play drives. It was 50-50 that they score. Because you want to know what? They miss a lot of
things. They miss field goals too, yeah.
Miss field goals. It's college. We know about missed field goals. We do.
Yes.
Because we're Oregon fans.
But this is, for me, this game is seeing the Oregon offense getting back on track. If their offense looks bad and they lose, then guess what? This team had no chance to win a title this year.
Title contenders, even if they win, but.
Matchups could work in their favor if they make, all you got to do is make the playoffs and you can get some favorable matchups and some teams get knocked out. But this is because the Indiana game, the offense was pretty fucking bad. That was right after a bye too. So we can't use the excuse we're playing Iowa right after a bye. The offense had an extra week. They should be, looking better, but no, they have to, something needs to get figured out there on that offensive line, especially.
Yeah, no, it's, I know we need to move on to our things. This could be the last, this could be the segment.
Fighting through.
He'll get there.
I'm not concerned about their punch units, whatever. But I am a little concerned about their offensive line in Pasco. And it's different. It's a different offensive line than Indiana. I think I said a couple weeks ago, maybe after the Indiana game, that Indiana line kind of reminded me of 2017 Wazoo, but much better.
Better.
Where they were quick and they did weird little gimmicks and stunts and you know, they faked the pressure here, and they it was kind of crazy where I feel like Iowa
kind of run right at you.
And I know we're simmering that down to like the dumbest take, but they're not tricky like that all the time. And they run a lot of zone on the back end. And Dante Moore, if you stats, he's not good against the zone. But I don't know. I just feel like Oregon's going to out-athlete them in the end.
But,
they better. They should. Yeah.
Is this a game where kind of like last week's or last 2 weeks ago game against Wisconsin? Do you see it? If they just run the ball the whole game, do they win this game?
If they throw for 200
yards, yeah.
Or throw for $150 and run for 200 because they just ran it 35 times. Mm. Why wouldn't they win?
Yeah,
Any scenario of them losing is presuming they're giving up a lot of points to Iowa. Iowa's offense is not good. Oregon's defense is really good. I can't see it happening.
And even some of the stuff I've listened to from national people were like, ooh, well, Iowa's 5-1 against top 10 teams. It's like the 20 you're going there. I'm not kidding. They're going back to the Terrell Pryor era at Ohio State. What? There is nothing with 2010 that has to do with 2020. There's nothing with what year was it where they beat Ohio State 52-10? There's nothing about 2017 that has to do with 2025. Some of that stuff is just if you're a TV programmer, I understand why you throw that out there because it's good. It's good television. It doesn't beat Oregon had won 27 straight games in Austin. You want to know what happened? Iowa came in, had a better game plan, only won by 10. It was tied with 6 minutes left. But before those 6 minutes, we never thought Oregon looked better. Indiana kind of kicked their ass. That shit's dumb.
Yep.
I don't care about this. Whatever.
Okay. We ready for Iowa trivia? Because yes. I got Iowa trivia. Okay.
So ready as I gonna be for Iowa trivia.
If you have not watched us do trivia before, I give who am I giving this to? Who won last time? Let's see.
It was Wisconsin.
King won 5-4 last time. So I'm gonna give King a question, and King is gonna have an opportunity to answer the question. If he gets it wrong, then Ski has a chance to steal the point with a multiple choice. And our trivia is brought to you by, can you hear that? Can you hear the beeping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Our trivia brought to you by thinkjinx.com. And my guy right here is just being fucking annoying right at the perfect time. So good job on cue. I train him to do that cause he's a smart boy. Thanks to thinkjinx.com. And again, I think I mentioned it before, in 2026, they're going to do cat food too. So if you got cats, they're going to do that shit too. So I don't know. Okay. Let's do Iowa trivia. King, Oregon last played Iowa in 1994. They won 40-18. It came on the heels of losses to Hawaii, my Bows, and Utah, but started their fairly famous run to the Rose Bowl that ended with a loss to Penn State. In their win in Autzen over the Hawkeyes, who led the Ducks in rushing and had 3 touchdowns in the first half?
Ricky Whittle.
That is correct. There were basically only 2 options. Did you know that Ricky Whittle didn't lead them in rushing that season? I would have thought he did, but it was Dino Filia with 600 yards.
I was going to say it couldn't have been many yards.
Yeah. All right, Ski, in which city do the Hawkeyes play football?
Iowa City.
That is the correct answer. Nice. Got a couple easy ones out of the gate. Nice. Now to the other ones.
Yeah, I feel like that was leading the way.
Now to the other ones.
I think that's punishment from your 6-7 from a couple weeks back. Yeah.
We ain't gonna do that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. King, this player owns the Iowa records for career passing yards and touchdowns, as well as total yards and touchdowns. Who is this person?
No idea.
throw a guess of any Iowa offensive player that you might know.
Ricky Stanzi.
No, but he's one of the options. Good guess. Ski, Ricky Stanzi, Chuck Long, or Drew Tate?
Who? I don't know who Chuck Long is. I know. I remember Drew Tate. I'm going to go Drew Tate.
The answer is Chuck Long, unfortunately.
Of course it's Chuck Long.
There's no way Chuck Long won a Heisman, did he?
No, I don't think so. He had like 10,000 passing yards in 4 years. So I'm going to go with no. Like,
what years was Chuck Long quarterbacking for?
Bro, I don't have the wiki pulled up. I don't know.
Like the 70s.
Yeah, it's like 70s, I think it was like probably. The 80s. It's the 70s or 80s. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. The era where nobody gave a shit. Actually, I think nobody gave a shit in the 80s. Let's see. Surprise. So let's see. That was Ski who got that wrong the second time. So this goes to Ski. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Dude, take the fucking ball in there. Don't bring it back in here. All right. So surprisingly, a lot of actors went to Iowa, including this guy who starred in New Girl, Stumptown, voiced a Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse movies, and co-hosts a podcast called We're Here to Help. Who is he?
What were the Spider-Man?
So he was a New Girl, Stumptown, and voiced a Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse movies.
All right. Which of them would be? I'll say Lamorne Morris.
That is incorrect. Your options, King. Lamorne Morris, Max Greenfield, or Jake Johnson? You don't know who they are?
It's an Iowa thing, so I'll say Jake Johnson.
That is the correct answer. Nice guess.
Midwestern
name. That's definitely a nice Midwestern name.
Jake Johnson is awesome, by the way. Like, look him up. Like, you'll recognize him.
Is he the Hawaiian singer, the white guy?
Jack Johnson.
Banana pancakes.
Banana pancakes, yeah. Flip-flops and banana pancakes.
Yeah, he was in a show called Minx that was on, like, HBO or something like that. That was semi-entertaining.
Let's see. So King gets that one, and King gets to go again, leading 2-1. Iowa, widely regarded as tight end U. They've had 3 first rounders picked in the draft. Who is the highest ever to be picked at number 8?
Dallas Clark.
Incorrect. Your options, Ski, George Kittle, TJ Hawkinson, or Noah Fant?
Ooh. I'll go Hawkinson.
That is a correct answer. Nice guess. Kittle was a 5th rounder, by the way. Snuck that in there. Hoping to trick you. Let's see. This goes back to Ski, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. Who is the all-time leader in wins as a head coach? Iowa.
Hayden Fry?
Incorrect.
Is he there the longest? I thought he was there forever.
He was. Yeah, the guy who leads has been there longer.
Longer?
Yep. Right. Hey, King, do you just know this?
Kirk Ferentz.
That's correct.
Is it Kirk?
Right. Yeah.
How long has he been there for?
He has a 204. He has a 204 and 124 record. Jeez. Like, that's a lot of games.
So, they had essentially 2 coaches over the last 50 years, more or less.
They're like the Steelers. Where, the Steelers have had 3 head coaches ever. Iowa's kind of.
Yep.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I don't realize he was there. Kirk has been there that long. Man.
No ties on his record, by the way. Like, props to Kirk Ferentz for coaching that long with that many games and no ties.
When did they actually start implementing OT? Mid 2000s?
Yeah. right?
So
no,
early 2000s, right?
Late 90s.
Because Oregon played in the first one, right? It was like Oregon and Fresno. They played in the first.
Yeah, it was in like the late 97.
Yeah. I remember Paul Martinez got like a fake, ran in a fake field goal to beat Fresno or something. I don't know why I remember that, but that's like drilled into my brain. Longest tenured coach in college football, just ahead of Winningham, says Booble. So there you go. Okay, so King leads 3-2 now, and this one goes back to King. What is the name of Iowa's mascot?
Is it Herky?
It sure is. Nice.
Herky, right? Yeah.
Nice work.
Herky.
Herky the Hawk. Yeah.
Dumb.
Herky T. Hawk. All right, Ski, back to you now. Another alumni question. This actor graduated Iowa, went on to marry one of the funniest women ever. He also starred in two...
So he's gay.
What's that?
Says so he's gay.
Gay!
What was that? That was more of a dig on. There's, women aren't funny, right?
Like Dan Soder. Gay.
Yep. Gay.
Gay. Gay. He also starred in two Mel Brooks classics, won an Emmy for a guest role on Will and Grace, by the way. And his
She's doing good these days.
She's well. She is well.
Yeah, in the news this week. Google Deborah Messing. Also, his portrayal of the main character in an adaptation of a Roald Dahl movie, book into a movie, sort of set the standard for acting in the 70s. Who is he?
In the 70s.
Two Mel Brooks movies?
Yeah.
Roald Dahl book movie. If I say it, you'll know who it is like immediately. Married one of the funniest women ever.
And that woman was on Will and Grace.
Nope.
Or he was on Will and Grace.
He had a guest role on Will and Grace and won an Emmy. And he won an Emmy for it.
An Emmy for it.
Yeah.
All right.
No, he did not marry Deborah Messing. That's going to be funny when you find out who he is.
I was going to say Nick Offerman because I think. What's her name was on Will and Grace a bunch, but all right. What Roald Dahl?
Megan Mullally.
Megan Mullally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know who was. I don't know. I don't. None of these things were. But I'm trying to think of the Roald Dahl adaptation because
I think you might be focusing on the wrong part of this. Like
I might be.
I guess that
apparently.
Fender's so mad at you in the chat, dude.
What's that?
Fender's so mad at you in the chat.
Yeah, we got a. The shock block is running.
Yeah.
No one knows.
All right, King, do you want your options or do you want to just give it?
No, I want the options. I don't know.
Okay. Nathan Lane, Gene Wilder, or Leslie Nielsen?
Can I get the question again?
Yes. This actor graduated Iowa, went on to marry one of the funniest women ever, also starred in two Mel Brooks classics, won an Emmy for a guest role in Will and Grace, and his portrayal of the main character in an adaptation of a Roald Dahl book set the standard for acting in the 70s. Acting!
And what are the...
Nathan Lane, Gene Wilder, or Leslie Nielsen?
First off, Nathan Lane's gay, so that's bullshit.
Is super it duper
one
gay.
Of two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are the other two?
Leslie Nielsen or Gene Wilder?
Yeah.
Fuck it, Gene Wilder.
Yes, for fuck's sake, you guys. Jesus Christ. So it's Willy Wonka, by the way, is a Roald Dahl. So yeah. Yeah. If I had said that, you would have gotten it right away. It's like, come on, man. I the
Blueberry Girl movie. Fuck.
Who the fuck was he married to that was the funniest woman ever?
Please tell me it was
Gilda Radner.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was
must have been a rape marriage.
Well, she died. So
I guess I forgot that because I watched that Gene Wilder like docu thing, mm-hmm. and he was like remarried after it, and then it got all sad and depressing.
Yes,
at the end of it,
because then he died really sadly and depressingly. Yeah. Yes. Booble says Gilda Radner is no Vicki Lawrence. Touche.
Gilda Radner, was she the woman that got eaten by a shark who knocked on her door on Saturday Night Live?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep. And she was the no violins on TV as well. Yeah. That's good stuff. Good stuff, guys. Plays on words. Look at what this guy's doing, by the way. ThinkJinx.com. Look at what this guy's doing. He is like, I took the ball away from him because it's annoying as shit, and he is just like staring at me until he gets it back. It ain't coming back, dog.
Taking the ball away from people. That Mom Donnie guy is taking the ball away from the capitalists, and I can't stand for it. I think it's gross.
None of my life.
Really high. I think it's gross.
Boy, that
I will have to say, us three as a podcast will never set foot in New York City, right? Never.
It's been there once.
I've been there a couple times. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure old Rudy Giuliani was in charge then. Felt safe, didn't you? Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a good point. That's a good
old
point.
Old Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah. He was patrolling the streets.
God, I know we're doing trivia, but that Sliwa guy, he really grew on me.
That
guy was talking some shit.
Yeah.
And I never wanted him to win because I kind of know his history. Again, we're doing trivia. This will be like 90 seconds. Don't want to distract him. Like, but I kind of know his history. Like, he was running like a Mickey D's in like the subway and got everyone to do vigilante justice, you know? And I have two parts on why I would never vote for Sleep. The first one is not as serious as the second one. The first one I was kind of conditioned on. And it was like, I don't really like vigilante justice. It's just kind of, you have no one to like rein in what you're doing. Eventually, you're going to do like completely absurd stuff that would never happen in America, like with unmarked cars, just driving cars off the road. And when the occupants of the unmarked cars come out, they're heavily armed and they're unmarked and wearing, you know, gaiters and glasses and they're armored and they're not going to identify themselves and they're pulling teachers out of schools. That would, if
never
that
happen.
Kind of
would never,
that would never happen in America. Like if we have unmarked cars and people pulling people away and disappearing them in America, like in cities, and like if a government was like, we're gonna send them to cities I don't like, that would never happen here. And if it did, there should probably be an uprising. I know that's an ice cold take, right? Because it would never happen here.
Never.
And that's my less serious take. The most serious take about why I didn't like Curtis Sliwa, even though I found his shit talking to Cuomo very funny, is he looked with his beret. He looked exactly like, and I'm forgetting the guy's name exactly, but it was Tim Burton's 1989 Batman. And you know when they're going into the art museum, Vicki Vale, they bombed everyone, and he's like, Bob, I kind of like this one, and he's got the beret. He looks like 1989 Joker henchman, like with the beret and all that. Bob, I kind of like this.
Wow, is such a specific tie-in.
Yeah. But am I wrong?
No.
Am I wrong?
No.
No. I mean, he's a character from Gotham.
Yes.
Everything about him is, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you won trivia. So that was five.
Go Hawkeyes.
Yeah. King knows more about Big Ten football than like most things, like most people. Yeah.
I mean, other than New York mayoral primaries,
if you want to go on YouTube and listen to Curtis Sliwa talk shit on AM radio about like the Gambino family in 1997, it's great. Yeah. Again, don't want that guy running my country or a city or whatever.
Yeah,
because
that's
we cannot have. Yeah. We cannot have unmarked vehicles and humans wearing gaiters, pulling teachers and 5-year-olds out of schools. That's insane.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
Which, by the way, you mentioned country like on accident. Like, that was one of the funniest things in this last week, is all the Republicans who were, like, trying to vote, like, going to vote for the mayor of New York election and, like, the governor of Virginia election. It's like, they were, like, calling their voting
Colorado,
place.
Colorado. And
yeah, like, their place, like, what was it? It was, like, Kentucky or West Virginia or something like that. I forget the person who posted that. He's like, hey guys, like, we vote next year, like, stop calling us. Like, it's like crazy. That's so dumb. It was Kentucky.
It does suck that Sliwa, I kind of wanted Sliwa to win just to get the Shane Gillis on SNL as him. Because that
pretty great.
That was a good bit. And that could have been a long lasting bit too.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yep. Okay, I got two more throwaway questions here. What's the name of the hospital that that everybody waves to? Do you guys know?
Iowa Children's Hospital.
It's the Steed Family Children's Hospital. So now we know. I didn't know that until I looked it up either. So ever had a what?
A woman call you a steed?
Can't say that I have. No, I'm just asking. Journalism. We're asking questions. Yeah. who holds the single season rushing record for Iowa? He started for one season, had 20 touchdowns, 1,850 yards, won the Doak Walker, won the Big Ten Player of the Year. Got drafted by the Jets.
What year was that?
Oh, I don't have that. It was
ballpark.
Yeah, like 90s. Yeah.
90s.
No,
Sean Green.
S-H-O-N-N.
Yeah.
Sean Green. Yeah.
Sean Green.
Yep. Totally. Had one of the best seasons in Big Ten rushing history. And they got him an NFL paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. For like a few years. All right, that's trivia. So let's do lines, and let's just fucking skip lists. This has been the longest podcast ever. So we don't have a list idea. So like let's skip it. Does that work for you guys?
Lines. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're what? Hour 16th?
Yes. Yeah, we got to fucking we got to get out of here. Yeah.
All right.
Lines, everyone, lines.
Hand us at the lines with the lines.
Things have tightened up here a little bit. King, you won the week.
Speaking of Steve.
7 points. Braga, you got last 5 points.
Why'd you have to put it like that?
I was right in the middle with 6 points. So me and Braga, 59 points. King, 57. He's only 2 back now. Just hot back-to-back weeks. Got him right back in the fucking mix here.
You guys are looking back a little bit. Behind you.
Yeah, we better not fuck up these picks, man.
No.
These,
all right,
these think Jinx underdogs, the star picks. These are gonna decide a champion. These are the difference makers.
Well, here's the first one right out the gate. Northwestern.
Northwestern.
They travel to Southern California. They play USC. USC 14.5 point favorites at home.
USC.
Yeah, star pick, please.
Yeah, I'm taking SC as well, but not a star pick. Next one, another 14.5 point spread. Indiana, they go to Penn State, and it's only 14.5. Is Indiana going to have a letdown game?
No. My star pick is Indiana, because they're going to take Penn State, throw them in the hamper.
Yeet! Yeah, I am star picking Indiana as well. This should be close.
Yeah, just Indiana, regular. Yep. I already used my star.
Yep. All right, next game. The Ohio State are 29.5 point favorites on the road at Purdue.
You guys got to be careful with this Purdue offense, guys. They're going to put some points on the board.
Watch out for Purdue.
Hey, let me tell you something about these Boilermakers. Let me tell you something about these Boilermakers. They can score some points, so watch out. Give me Purdue plus the 29.5.
No, give me Purdue.
Hey, guess what? Last week, I'm the only one that had Purdue. They covered the 21.5 against Michigan. Bing bong.
They did. They sure did. Ohio State for me, please.
Want to know what? I'm going Purdue.
Yeah, see, you got to worry about the Boilermakers.
Hey, how about that? How about that underdog pick, guys? I think if you were really committed, you'd go all the way. But you know.
That 30 point dog to win straight up. I'm going to pass on that.
Come on, man.
Next game, Maryland.
More like Boiler Fakers.
Travel to Butkers. Rutgers a home favorite now. I gave picks out that I. During my box opening stuff, this line has moved because I had Butkers was like a 1 point dog at home like 2 days ago when I wrote lines down. So this is flopped to Rutgers 2.5 point favorite. And now I am flip. Well,
when I think of a road dog and when I think of a road dog that can win, I think of Jesse James.
Yeah.
No. I see red on their helmets. I see red on their pants. And I see them looking across the line and looking at red again as well, which is what Rutgers wears. So you want to know my think jinx dog of the week is? It's my Turtles. Go Maryland. Turpa. Under Armour. Let's go. I like Turtles.
Turtle.
SVP. Let's go. ThinkJinx.com. Dog of the week.
Turtles. Turtle. I got Rutgers.
I liked Rutgers a lot more when they would have been my Think Jinx dog of the week, but God, I guess I'm going to take them still at 2.5 at home. UW, they're on the road, 11.5 point favorites at Wisconsin. Is Wisconsin? Eh. I'm going to take UW, but just begrudgingly. Either of you?
Like, Wisconsin's defense did pretty good against Oregon. And Washington's offense kind of stinks. Like, they're very overrated.
I don't believe this is an early game, also, by the way. Let me see. Just because that could sway some things. No.
I got Wisconsin.
I think I do, too. Ooh. Like, Wisconsin with the points. Yeah.
To be fair.
Not a morning game.
Wonderful addition, WCP. Thank you for that.
All right. Next game, Nebraska.
Brasky.
They travel to UCLA. Kings Bruins are a 1.5 point favorite at home. Guess what? I am going to think Jinx dog of the week, Nebraska, because Dylan Raiola being out might actually help Nebraska because I think he's a bum.
Umaclop.
Give me Nebraska.
I follow an Instagram page that's like called Bumbleclot, and it's like different Bumbleclots every day. It's so great. Bumbleclot.
Well, maybe King will make it now.
Somebody makes a good burger. They're like, oh, Bumbleclot. It's so good. It's such a good follow, man.
I'm going UCLA because I watched Nebraska's quarterback last week, and I put this in the Discord. When he has his helmet on, he looks like Britton Griner, and I just don't trust Britton Griner to throw a football. Sorry.
He's like half of her height, though. That's the problem.
I would love Britton Griner out there being like 6'6".
Yeah.
Chucking it.
Drew Brees can't see over the line issues with Brittany Griner dropping dimes. UCLA for me, please. And thank you.
All right. We're moving to top 25 matchups here. We got two of them. BYU.
By the way, because you just said 6'6".
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler was born like 15 years too early because his, you know, he's 6'7" drop.
He would have been killing you.
Killed in this carpet.
Jeez Louise.
Hey Troy, you know how tall he is? He's 6 foot. It would have been just terrible. But it would have been great.
You see the clip of that that basketball game? Is like the girls' basketball game, and like there's a bunch of middle schoolers there. She shoots the free throw, and it's become 6-7, and everybody, all these middle, the highest pitch screams you'll ever hear in your life.
I think I remember from an Austin Powers, isn't like all sixes and sevens, isn't that some like bullshit British slang for like crazy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all sixes and sevens.
All sixes and sevens, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, BYU, big matchup there. They're going to Texas Tech. 9.5-point favorites, Tech.
Even the Raiders.
D-Tech.
What's the other non-Oregon game we're picking?
It's going to be Texas A&M in Mizzou.
Okay. BYU is my think jinx underdog of the week. I think BYU wins that outright.
I'm with King. I am taking Texas Tech. And yeah, back to it. Texas A&M, 6.5-point favorite at King's Missouri.
Here's the drop. No current BYU players could like.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
Top team.
Hey, shut the F up. Shut the F up, King. That was a good drop in Discord earlier.
was that in the Discord? Someone posted that the guy got suspended for the first half for swearing on the court. One of the BYU basketball players.
No, King. Yes, I think King shared the video of the BYU player yelling at the Portland fans, "Shut the F up!"
Oh, yeah,
literally saying F.
That's a classic one. Yeah,
classic.
I Missouri stinks. Give me Texas A&M -6.5.
God, I don't care. Like,
oof. Gigamags.
Yeah, sure. Texas A&M. We're all picking the same.
Yeah, this guy trying to fucking
I don't want to lose points on Missouri, guys. Like, that's no way to lose.
Last one, Oregon, 6.5-point favorite at Iowa.
Oregon to win, Iowa to cover.
Mm. Interesting.
I got Oregon. I got Oregon all the way.
So you're picking Iowa then? All right. Right? For your picks? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Because he's picking Iowa. Yep. Well, they were his, you know,
that was Natty's
pick last year. Yeah. So he's
playoff pick. Not
playoff pick. Yeah. Playoff pick.
You guys, you gotta be careful of this Iowa team. You guys. Purdue's offense can really get it going, you guys.
Two or three losses away from making the playoff. That's it.
Yep.
I'm taking Oregon as well. Either the Ducks lose or they win by double digits. I don't think there's going to be any middle ground in my eyes, really.
It's if they lose, it's literally going to be like 14-10, which is like, can you imagine sitting through that game? Like, God, it would be the absolute worst experience ever.
What is the number for you guys that Oregon needs to score for them to win?
23. They win.
Yeah,
23. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So three tuds and a field goal. I call it good.
I'm just throwing out a weird number.
Yeah.
If they score 21, I'll feel pretty.
17. Yeah, 17 is my number. If they score 17, they win. Like, because Iowa can't score against like bad defenses. They're not going to score against Oregon. They're just not. Like,
well, if Dante Moore turns the ball over, is
no. And on that, like, I respect Iowa's defense. It's been good for a long, very long time.
Yeah,
but the things I've seen today is the Minnesota highlights, where I think it's the Minnesota quarterback is Drake Lindsey, I believe. He threw like three picks. There, two of them were just. He's just throwing like 40-yard lobs up.
Yeah.
They're just easy. And one was a good play, but it wasn't a good pass. But it's like, Dante Moore isn't going to make, like, he's not throwing it 40 yards downfield against three defenders. Like, let's be real.
Yeah. He's kind of looked like that the last couple weeks, though. Like,
no,
he
can throw picks within like 20 yards. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, or 15 or whatever. But like, God, the Minnesota picks, two of them was just like, one of them was a lob at the end of the game. It's just, who cares?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that's Lines.
That's Lines.
That's Lines. That's the podcast. This has been a very long one, and we didn't even do our list this week. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Remember, the movie on Sunday is The Holy Trinity? Nope. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Unholy Trinity. The Unholy Trinity. It is on Hulu. So watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
We need an ombudsman who listens and just, like, if we're talking about the Blazers for 7 minutes, just be like, no, move on. We need someone to just rein us in.
Yeah.
Because we're bad at reining ourselves.
Kind of, yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. But we need someone to just be
a mod. One of our mods. Yep.
Yeah, a mod who's listening to me. Boring. Move on.
Yeah, please. No. Actually, like, brutal honesty.
Bring down Scoot Henderson. Move on.
Yeah, yes. Brutal honesty. Literally say boring. Yeah. Move on. Fine with that.
Because we're bad at it.
Yes.
Yeah. We all like the sounds of our own voices.
Yeah. We think everything we say is interesting. And we're wrong.
And it's not.
Yeah. Okay, good call. Speaking of which, let's shut the fuck up and go away. Go Ducks?
But I want to say
One more thing. Yeah.
One more thing. Yeah.
All right. Go Ducks?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Bye.